As the Democratic presidential candidates tour the country, Iraq, national security, and the economy dominate much of the debate. But a little further down the list, a new issue has crept into campaigning: immigration reform. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
For years, immigration advocates quietly pushed the idea of another amnesty for undocumented workers. In the 2000 presidential campaign, Cecilia Munoz of the National Council of La Raza says advocates debated whether to raise the issue, but decided they didn't dare.
Because the Clinton administration hadn't dealt with the issue, we hadn't sort of broken through nationally, and so we didn't ask Vice President Gore to take a position because, frankly, we were worried about what he might say.
A year later, advocates were as surprised as anyone when President Bush put legalization squarely on the agenda. His proposal for a guest worker program for Mexicans all but disappeared with the terror attacks of 9/11. But now, in sharp contrast to 3 years ago, every major Democratic presidential candidate has come out in support of some type of immigrant legalization program. The idea was front and center when the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials hosted a candidates' debate in June.
We need to change our immigration laws so that hard-working people who pay their taxes and who have no criminal records have a faster track to citizenship. We need a health care.
Right now, our immigration policy and the people in the bureaucracy who are enforcing it seem to have trouble telling the difference between a tourist and a terrorist, or an immigrant and an invader. There is a difference.
We have people dying coming across the border for the sole purpose of trying to build a better life for their families and for their kids. We need serious immigration reform. We ought to make a bargain.
Un orden ejecutivo de amnistía para todos. Para todos los latinos en los Estados Unidos.
That was Governor Howard Dean, Senator Joseph Lieberman, Senator John Edwards, and Representative Dennis Kucinich in accented Spanish. Senator Bob Graham also supports a guest worker program, and Representative Richard Gephardt already proposed a legalization bill last congressional term. The irony now, say advocates, is that the only presidential candidate not talking about legalization is the one who raised it in the first place, President Bush. That's provided fodder on the campaign trail, as in John Kerry's recent speech to the National Council of La Raza.
He promised he would work with President Fox on issues like immigration. Y él no lo hizo. He promised that he would be a president who would recognize the hard work of Hispanic Americans, but he didn't do it.
Whether a Democratic president would be any more successful in passing a new immigration amnesty is not clear. Harley Shaken directs the Center for Latin American Studies at the University of California at Berkeley.
There could be a nativist response, that is, voters simply saying we've got enough problems to worry about without talking about immigration. Immigration reform historically has been much harder in an uncertain economy. The economy continues sort of in a bit of a rocky state. That could create problems.
Still, one traditionally Democratic ally has led the push for legalization. La Raza's Cecilia Munoz points out that labor unions used to see immigrant workers as a threat.
Well, that's shifted dramatically as the population in this country has shifted, and the labor movement has recognized over the last several years that, in fact, not only are immigrants not the enemy, immigrants are the future.
Harley Shaken says legalization poses fewer risks for Democrats than for President Bush.
He really moved relatively fast prior to 9/11, but ran into a bit of a buzzsaw even before that tragedy, which was the Republican right really coming down hard on the notion of broad-based immigration reform.
That opposition has only hardened as some critics charge that legalizing immigrants would be bad for national security. But several other Republicans have introduced their own congressional bills proposing amnesty for immigrant workers. With such pressure within his own party, and with Democrats hitting the issue on the campaign trail, analysts say President Bush just may be forced to pick up immigration reform where he dropped it 2 years ago. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.